Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Luke Morrow and Brandon Scott in for the guys here on The Drive today. And we'll talk a little Rockets. Has the offseason plan changed at all? You can always text the show 713-572-4610. I know this is something that has been talked about a lot on these airwaves, various shows, various times in the last couple of weeks. But I haven't had the chance to talk to you, Brandon, about this. So, and always different audience. So I figure we talk about, you know, the NBA Finals are set now with the Thunder and the Pacers. And I think a lot of people, myself included, have pointed to the NBA playoffs, specifically the last four teams, and looked at that and said, you know what, the Rockets, they don't necessarily need to go get that big name, because you look at what the Thunder and the Timberwolves did just building up their teams within. Jalen Brunson and Tyrese Halliburton were the additions for the Knicks and the Pacers, not necessarily on the level of a Kevin Durant or a Giannis or whatever big names people have been throwing out this offseason for the Rockets. I think some people have looked at how the playoffs have played out. Plus, we're in like the greatest era for parity in the league with seven straight different champs, saying, you know, maybe we could just keep it status quo, give these guys another year. So just to start this segment before I dive in a little more, just where are you with the Rockets and what the plan should be this offseason? Are you in the camp of we need like a Kevin Durant, we need a Giannis, we need some sort of MVP candidate, or are you more in the camp of we got the pieces here, just need a little more time?
Well, I do love, just from a Rocket standpoint, that the options are there. And I don't think, and this is not a cop-out, this is just my honest take on it, I don't think that they've got bad options. I think running it back is a solid option. But to answer your question, I am in the pro go get one of these guys camp. Like, definitively, no wiggle room here. Like, if they run it back, I got some provisions, if you will. Like, I got some stipulations on what I want that to look like. If they do run it back, I think they got to change some guys' roles. I think they got to emphasize some guys more and de-emphasize some other guys a little bit. And I think that should be a priority if they do run it back. But again, to the point and to the question, what do I want them to do? What do I think they should do? If Giannis is an option, like, I just got a hard time being the sort of basketball guy that I am, following the NBA in the way that I do and understanding who and what Giannis is. I got a hard time accepting the idea that Giannis is available and you've got more to offer, just as much to offer as anybody, and in some cases maybe even more to offer than anybody, and you don't feel like you should be in that position to go get Giannis. So what I'm saying is, I don't think that there is a player on this team, or even really a reasonable combination of players on this team, that should preclude you from being as active in the Giannis pursuit as anybody. So if I were to rank them, I would say the Kevin Durant thing interests me because I feel like you can get him without breaking up without selling the farm, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So like, a lot of people don't want to disrupt the core, don't want to ruin a good thing, don't want to fix something that isn't broken by going out and getting a dude that's even older than I am to add to the team. Okay, well, I can understand that. But the key part with this is that because he's so damn old and injured and all of these other things, and the whole world knows that he's leaving Phoenix, that he's not going to be there next year, to me, that should constitute some sort of discount. That should mean that the cost of going to go get a Kevin Durant doesn't cost you your core. Maybe it costs you some role player, a role player or two, and a couple, and a draft pick or two. But that to me doesn't debilitate you of your core, doesn't, you know, rid you of your core, and you add the thing that you're missing, which is that perimeter score, that shot creation, that guy that you can give the ball, that you can give the ball to when it's nut cutting time. So, I think that that is the easiest and simplest route is just, hey, go get Kevin Durant. Don't disrupt everything to do it. And if you do, end the conversation right then and there and move on. But if you're really trying to level up, if you're trying to be bold about it, go ahead and go get Giannis and accept the fact that you don't have a guy on this team that's anything like that. And if we're being honest about it, to the point that you made earlier about the final four, if you will, the final four teams that were left in the semifinals, or in the conference finals, they don't even have a guy like the best players on those teams. Like, to me, there is not a Jalen Brunson on this team.
Right.
There is not a Tyrese Halliburton on this team. There is not an Anthony Edwards, and you know, certainly to me, not an MVP, a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Agreed.
So, you know, Giannis would be one of those guys, right? So, to me, I still think, you know, it's the end of the super team era, but the NBA and basketball just in general is still driven by stars, still driven by individual excellence and being able to mesh it all together in a team format. So, I think that they should be firmly planted in the Giannis and Kevin Durant sweepstakes.
Then I'm sure you'll like this report, which you probably already saw from Kelly Eco earlier, that he said, since the conclusion of the season, Houston has fielded several calls from Phoenix who have since gradually lowered their asking price for Kevin Durant. Now, he did go on in his piece for The Athletic to say, this is not to say the Rockets and Suns are in communication, but Phoenix is aggressive in their pursuit of trading Kevin Durant and also B, regaining full control of their draft capital, starting with the number 10 pick in next month's draft, team sources said. The Rockets have fielded several calls from the Suns who have gradually lowered their price, so on and so forth. You can find the full piece at The Athletic, but, you know, does that excite you to hear the Suns are aggressively trying to foist Durant onto evidently the Rockets?
I would send that number 10 pick on a rocket ship. You know what I mean? Like, I'll drive the number 10 pick, who has not been picked yet, by the way. I'll drive him to Phoenix myself.
Ain't nobody in here acting like no bitch.
Like, I'm so serious, man. Like, that is a no-brainer to me. Now, the whole idea that they want to recapture their future, so to speak, and get their draft capital back, that's not happening. Sorry, like, that's the bridge too far. And obviously, you know, if that's some kind of stipulation, then you move on, because you have their future, and you can dangle the Suns' future, which is not a good one right now. You can dangle that in front of the Milwaukee Bucks and say, hey, how would you like to play off and benefit off of the Suns' calamity, right? Like, how would you like to
be quicker than that?
Let's do that. You know, so to me, the Suns don't have a player that's worth giving up the Rockets giving up the Suns' future for, if that makes sense, right? So I wouldn't do it for Kevin Durant, and I wouldn't even do it for the most recent version of Devin Booker that we've seen. And I like Devin Booker, but I wouldn't give up all of those picks to get him. So to me, it's either, hey, I'll give you this 10th pick, you get Jabari Smith, or, you know, one of these other guys that's not necessarily that's not Alperen Şengün, Jalen Green, or Amen Thompson, but that's as good as it's going to get for you.
There have been conflicting reports I've seen about Devin Booker, but the main thing being that the Rockets have soured on him based off of, I guess, just last year, this season that's wrapping up now at the NBA Finals, are not as interested in him now as maybe they once were. In regards to Giannis, the news there is that suddenly, you know, to quote Seinfeld, suddenly a new contender has emerged, and that's the Toronto Raptors, evidently. Now, the odds, this is all just going off of betting odds, really, and the reporting from sources. But based off of the odds, the Rockets are still behind, or I should say the Raptors are still behind the Rockets in the odds. Giannis is still favored in Vegas to stay in Milwaukee at minus 140. And then you have the Spurs, followed by the Rockets, would be the third favorite if you include the Bucks. The Rockets are at plus 450. Now the Raptors are at plus 1,000. And I've heard this idea that if you're Giannis, I mean, you know, the East is almost like the JV compared to the West, which is the varsity. Why not stay in the Eastern Conference if you're Giannis, if you can find that fit? I know that's why some people have floated out even this ridiculous idea of going to the Brooklyn Nets, because it's New York City and it's the Eastern Conference, even though they have nothing else right now. But, you know, those could be appealing things for Giannis. Now the Raptors in that Eastern Conference emerge. And there's always been this other thought, too, in NBA circles of, like, these international guys are different than the guys that grow up in this country that might be more ring-chasing, and the international guys are a little more loyal, and they stick to their teams, and they don't want to leave. The Bucks are still the favorites to keep Giannis. Do you think he even moves? And if he does, do you think it's the Spurs, the Rockets?
Yeah, I think they're just specific to Giannis and not even necessarily the international guys, which there probably is something to that. I do sense that Giannis is more inclined to stay and more inclined to ride it out. Now, I would have some serious questions about that decision making. You know, like if you just kind of see the writing on the wall, and to me, to want to stay is not seeing the writing on the wall. It's to not understand the gravity of the situation. So, like, I would question that. I would also question y'all. Is this hypocritical of me that as much as I respect Giannis and agree with the point that would be made on the surface of, hey, the East is easier to get through than the West, that I lose a little bit of respect for the idea of running away from the grind? Mm-hmm. Like, you're Giannis. I could see maybe if he was even a lesser talent, like a top 15 to 20 player instead of a top five, which he is, you're Giannis. So wherever you go, that's the side that the ledger moves toward. That team has the momentum, for lack of a better term, than, let's say, just the idea of a conference being stronger. Like, no, the West just got even stronger because Giannis is in it if he goes there.
Right.
The East, you know, remains, I guess, whatever it was because Giannis remains there. Like, you are a significant enough talent and player to influence what a conference looks like to me. So I would suspect him to view himself the way I view him.
I'm with you. When I saw that news, honestly, yeah, it turned me off a little bit. Like, you know what? I want him less now. I want you to come compete in the toughest.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Have that confidence. Don't just don't take the easy way out. Real quick, because we have to hit a break. The Athletic also reported that if the Rockets cannot re-sign Steven Adams, they would target Brook Lopez. Would you welcome Brook Lopez onto this team?
Yes. Yes, because I think he provides, you know, obviously provides size for you, and you need that with Steven Adams being out. Now, he's not the brute force that Steven Adams would be, but also the shooting element, right? Anybody that can shoot the ball, I would welcome on this team because they don't have enough guys that can just simply do that.